Hello, Toya.
Hi.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing
Okay.
today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Okay, one second, because
No
I'm at
worries.
work, and so I'm trying to step away really fast. Okay, but go ahead.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yeah, someone just called me, and yeah.
So you already have an attorney, or did you speak with
No, I
someone
don't
that?
have an attorney. No, no,
Okay.
no, I don't have an attorney. I think you guys are all connected with each other.
Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed
Yes.
documents with another law firm?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
I was.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty fine now. I'm doing good. I mean, besides the trauma of everything, but other than that, I'm doing well as expected.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about. Was
Okay.
it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay, and what is your date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed, I want to say January. Hold on.
If you just remember the month and year, that's fine.
Okay, it was 2021.
January of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
And how did they diagnose the meningioma? Was it from a CT scan or an MRI scan?
Yes, they did a CT scan on my brain.
Okay.
And
And what is
yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/2/91.
And then do you happen to know of anyone at the moment that was also injured by Depo?
No, I don't know anybody.
Okay. And then did you use a name brand Depo Provera? Did they tell you it was Depo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I think the brand name was Pfizer.
Pfizer. So the question's basically asking,
Was it Depot?
was it Depo? Yeah. Okay. And then did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
I did.
And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. And then what month and year did you start using Depo?
I started using the product. It was July 2017, and I stopped using it January 2021.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then I have your first name as Latoya.
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name, Tresevant.
Yes, ma'am.
And then can I get your social?
It's 618-46-0083.
Okay. And then your email, I have lcohen6060@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And then your phone number, I have 323-904-2077.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
That's my cell. Well, both. We'll say
Both?
both.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
It's 4344 Elk, ELK, Run, RUN, and that's in Douglasville, Georgia, 30135.
Okay. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay, and then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
I was at Wellstar, Douglas Hospital.
Okay, is this the same facility where you were treated as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you receive your Depo shot at this location as well, or is it a different facility?
It's the same. Well, it's my OBGYN, so it's a yeah.
But was that at the same facility?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. Give me 1 moment, okay? And then, do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Yeah, he it was a doctor, what is his name? Dr. Gates, Dr. Marcus Gates, that was his name, the neurosurgeon.
Let me see if I can find him online. Okay, let's. Yes, I found them. Okay, is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is the name of your of the doctor that prescribed you the depot?
My OBGYN, her name is Dr. Braswell, Dr. Precious Braswell, gynecologist.
Let's see. Precious L. Braswell. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, no worries. We could put non-applicable for this time. And then do you
Okay.
have a copy of your medical records or does the hospital have them?
The hospital has them, and you guys
Okay.
do have my permission to request them if need
Okay.
be.
But there is proof of the hospital records,
Yeah,
correct? And
it's
then
records at the hospital.
if you were to provide these medical records, just in case the attorneys ask you to provide them, would you be able to do so by mail, electronically, or both?
No, I mean it's been very difficult trying to get them, but they're there. I don't know
Okay.
if I could be able to get them. Yeah.
Okay. Just the You'll sign a form that will say that the authorization to release medical records so the attorneys can grab them.
Release them. Yeah, that's fine.
My question is if need be, like if need be, if you needed to grab those medical records, would you be able to do so by mail, electronically, or both?
No.
So none at all?
No, yeah.
Okay, give me one moment, okay? I'm gonna put you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Hello, Latoya.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
you so much for holding.
No problem.
Do you have access to my chart?
No, I haven't updated it because I don't really use it like that, but
Okay.
yeah, I
Would
don't.
you be able to access it if needed?
I can try. That's all I
Okay.
can say, but I don't know. You know,
So,
I don't want to make any promises, but you know,
of
worst case
course.
scenario, they can request them. The lawyers can request them from the
Yes.
hospital. They'll probably get a better response than me.
No worries, Latoya. The only reason I ask, either way, you will sign forms that say that the attorneys can obtain the information. If in an emergent or random situation they need you to provide the medical records, since you did say yes, there is proof of those medical records. If you do have access to my chart or anything like that, the question is more so asking if need be, can you provide those medical records mail, electronically, or both? I would need an answer before moving forward.
I would say male.
Okay, thank you so
I have a
much.
good answer. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. And then who is this person to you? What's the relationship?
I would say God sister.
God sister. Can I get your God sister's phone number, please?
It's 470-661-7071.
7074?
7071.
7071. Okay, thank you.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
then can you spell your God sister's first name for me, please?
CHERISE, which is spelled out Sharice,
And last
and
name?
her last name is Jordan, like Michael Jordan. JORDA.
JORDAN. And then do you have her address or email by chance?
I can try to get her email. I don't. Let
I
me
can put
get
down
her.
your email for now if that works.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, be
Okay.
my
And
email.
then for her address, do you have it? Or do you want me to put down non-applicable?
But not.
All right, so Latoya, I'm so sorry for the wait, but I really appreciate you for being patient. I'm gonna go
No,
ahead
you're
and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
okay, definitely.
Okay, so you did want to see if you meet the criteria for the depo lawsuit. You don't already have an attorney, and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around January 1st, 2021. The method of diagnosis was a CT scan, and I have your date of birth as June 2nd, 1991. You did use the name brand Depo-Provera. You did use it for at least 1 year minimum from approximately around July 1st, 2017 up to January 1st, 2021. Within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had 4 injections prior to diagnosis. For your first name, I have Latoya, Latoya. Last name, TReSevant. Social I have for you is 618-460083. For your email, I have LCOHEN6060@yahoo.com. And for your phone number, I have 323-904-2077. For your address, I have 4344 Elk Run Drive in Douglasville, Georgia, zip code 30135. In regards to diagnosing and treatment doctor, I have Marcus Gates, located at Wellstar Douglas Medical Center. Address I have for the facility is 8954 Hospital Drive in Douglasville, Georgia, zip code 30134. And the facility phone number I have is 470-644-6000. In regards to where you received your depo shot and the doctor that prescribed it, that is also at the same facility, Wellstar Douglas Medical Center. And the doctor I have that prescribed it is Precious L. Braswell. In regards to your emergency contact, I have your god sister who does not live with you. Her name is Cherise, spelled CHERISE. Last name Jordan, JORDAN. Phone number I have for Cherise is 470-661-7071. For her email, I put down your email, and then for the address, I put down non-applicable. Does that all sound correct?
Yeah, only thing for the day I was diagnosed,
Okay.
you just put around about the first because I have the date is January
Oh,
16th.
January 16, 2021 for date of diagnosis.
Yeah, and then what
Okay.
was the other date you said? Because I heard you say like around the first or something.
Okay,
What was the
so
other date that you made up?
I have your date of diagnosis as January 16, 2021. I have your date of birth as June 2, 1991.
Not that one.
I
No.
have the date you started using Depo roughly around July 1, 2017, and when you stopped using Depo was roughly around January 1, 2021.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay,
Okay.
yeah, it's not. Okay.
Let me see if there's
Okay.
any other dates. No, there's no other dates in here.
Okay, yeah,
Okay,
but
bye.
that one is the 16th, just so
Okay.
that it's clear. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up with me. Alrighty. So the system is generating documents. I'm gonna have you go ahead and put me on speaker. You're gonna receive a text. It's gonna say DocuSign. It's gonna have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and then it's also gonna have a link attached to it.
Okay, I
So
clicked it. I have
okay,
it.
go ahead and click on the link. It's going to ask you to accept electronic records and signature or hit agree, and then you hit the start button. Once you hit start, it's going to prompt you to all the signature fields where you need a sign or initial. This is just authorization to release medical records, things like that. And then once you're all done with that paperwork, let me know. It'll say finish on the bottom.
Okay. I hit start. Fine. Adopt. Okay. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. How is yours?
It's crowdy with the holidays here, but it's getting there.
It snow in Georgia? I never knew.
It does in
It
some
does.
parts. If it get cold enough, I think it's gonna snow this year, but I'm not all the way sure. But it's been like giving snow, like it's been like real icy on the ground. It start raining and then it get real cold. So the rain is gonna generate the snow.
Are you the biggest fan of snow or no? Do you not like it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love
I agree with you. I love
it.
snow. I used to live in Boston, and I miss the snow so much.
Oh yeah. I want to go there. Yeah. Okay, so I hit finish. It's just like loading at this point.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
Okay.
And then if you have any questions or concerns, let me know. In the
Of course.
meantime, I'm also going to send you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, this is going to be my main point of contact, okay?
Okay. And this is just like a okay, I got the 949. I see that. Okay. This is just like an intake, or what's the process from here?
So once the documents are signed, I will give you the rundown of the rest of the process. It's pretty quick and simple.
Okay. It's just like loading. I don't want to refresh it though.
Oh, if you're having trouble, you can X out of it and then click on the link again.
Okay, let me see, this froze, so let me go back out and click. Okay, start. It's probably because my battery is like low. I need to get to a charger
Okay.
ASAP.
If your phone's gonna die, let me walk you through the rest of the process, and then you
Okay.
can sign the documents once you get to the closest charger.
Okay.
Okay. So this is how the process is gonna work. Once those documents are signed, our quality assurance team is gonna review it, and then they're gonna send it over to the attorneys. With that being said, the attorneys will contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are, to verify the case with you over the phone. They're very quick. It's a quick phone call. It's like 2 to 5 minutes. So just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. So just keep that in mind. And also, if you didn't want to participate in the lawsuit anymore, you still need to speak with them, or else you're going to kind of get pestered with calls. And I would hate for that to happen. So just be on the lookout for their call. With that being said, these documents are going to expire within 24 hours, so I can follow up with you in about 2 hours or so just to get an update on those documents and kind of go from there.
It said the envelope was open in another browser section. Your signature has been reset. Please adopt your signatures again and complete signing.
Okay. Yeah, so try doing that. If you have any problems with anything, you can also send me a text, and then I can have the documents resent to you, and it'll disable the current link that you have. With that being said, LaToya, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best for you and your family. Again, if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I'll follow up with you in about 2 hours or so, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.